Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, it's the day before Thanksgiving, but here in New York City and just a couple of miles away across the river in New Jersey, there's a looming feeling that thousands of people may not have a home or a dining room table, or even a kitchen to celebrate this holiday. It's estimated that as many as 40,000 people in New York have been left homeless by Sandy. In New Jersey, 5,000 people occupied shelters immediately after the storm, while tens of thousands more evacuated their homes to stay with relatives. Well, over the past few weeks, Cindy Rodriguez has been speaking with residents of some of the most vulnerable communities in New York. Cindy's a reporter for WNYC Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Todd.
So what about that question? The people that you've been following for weeks since Sandy have the holiday upon them. How are they going to be spending it?
Well, Todd, so what I mostly covered during the aftermath of the storm was public housing. Public housing is huge in New York City. There's about 400,000 people that live in public housing. About 20% or about 80,000 tenants were affected after Sandy. So I went to several public housing developments that happened to be waterfront developments that just had their basements destroyed, flooded very badly, lost all of their heat, lost all of their power. I found a 71-year-old woman, Angelina Solano, who was lugging up, I was with volunteers. She was lugging up 4 gallons of water that she had taken from a fire hydrant. She was on the 17th floor, so she had lugged that up 17 floors. When we got to her, the volunteers helped her, and she just sort of burst out in tears and was really sort of at her limit at that point of what she could do.
I no got water, no steam, I'm a sick person, I got a problem.
Oh, senora.
And my husband is sick too. This is terrible.
Angelina Solano is doing a little bit better now.
Yes, she is. I just talked to her this morning, and she has her power back. She has her water back. She doesn't have to lug water up 17 flights of stairs anymore. The elevator is working. She had just picked up a turkey from the Salvation Army. She was spicing it up and getting it prepared. She's having 15 of her family members over for dinner. She said they would drink Manischewitz. They would be playing the piano. They would be singing. And they would be extra grateful this year for being able to be together.
Manischewitz on Thanksgiving. I can't imagine why, but I suppose if it makes her happy.
She said it's a tradition. She said it sparks everyone's appetite before the meal.
Fair enough. Most of us drink it because we have to at another time of year. Well, what about Lena and Eric Johnson? They're in Bensonhurst. You talked to them too. Let's hear from them.
All our possessions are gone. I work out of my house. All my possessions are gone. I can't work, nothing. A lot of damage, a lot of money.
I have no jacket, nothing. Not even no normal winter jacket, nothing.
So are these the clothes that you left with, or have you got
even this jacket?
No, this jacket we got over here. People make donations and stuff, so we got a jacket here and stuff.
Now, this was a couple that was from Coney Island, and they were staying at one of the city shelters. They lost everything. They lived in a basement apartment. At that point, they had applied for FEMA assistance, and they were still trying to see what that was going to mean, whether they would be put up in an apartment or whether they would stay in a hotel room. And I'm not sure what happened to them.
So, Cindy Rodriguez, you know, there are people every Thanksgiving in this city and, of course, in this country who don't get to enjoy the same kind of celebratory holiday that most of us do. And we try to think about them every year, and we never do a good enough job. What has Sandy meant to that reflection for people in New York and New Jersey? I mean, every single Thanksgiving on radio programs, frankly, on TV, you hear, let's remember those less fortunate. Maybe it's kind of abstract. This year, for people around here, it might be something different.
Yeah, you're right. I think that it brings a different meaning this time around. And the people that did lose a lot, like this lady that I mentioned, they are extra thankful, and they are reflecting back on what they went through. And to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving in the way that they are means a lot more than usual this year.
Cindy Rodriguez, reporter for WNYC Radio in New York.